This dark energy and dark matter, they fascinate me. Is it possible that this could be the realm of other dimensions, or maybe these other parallel universes? Could they be within that area?
I don't think within is the right word to use, but they certainly could be related. Physicists talk about dimensions in a really quite down-to-earth, prosaic way. You sometimes hear the word dimension, and you think of a different realm,
yes,
a different place. And physicists just don't mean that. You know, we have three dimensions of space in our everyday lives. We have up, down, left, right, forward, backward. And so up and down is not a place, it's a direction in which to move, right? So when physicists say extra dimensions, they literally are thinking about a different version of space-time where there'd be more directions in which you could move. And a lot of physicists think that that's the real world. There really are extra dimensions in which you can move, extra ways to make right-hand turns, but we can't see them because the actual physical size of the universe along these directions is microscopically tiny. It's just curled up into a little tiny ball, so we can't see it without a really, really good microscope. So there could be another world right next to ours in that extra dimension. We could have a parallel brain, as physicists call it. Brain is just a shorter version of the word membrane. So if we imagine that our whole world is a three-dimensional surface in a higher dimensional space, and there could be other surfaces right next to ours. And now we're getting into things that modern physicists love to talk about, but we can't quite make concrete yet. We'd love to connect that to dark matter, dark energy, and so forth. We have all these ideas, these sort of theoretical playthings to work with, but right now the connections are pretty tenuous. We don't really know how that works.
For you, Sean, what answer to a question would you like answered that you just haven't had yet?
Well, my basic question is, again, why is the past different from the future? But that turns into a very specific question: why was the Big Bang unusual in the way that it was? And I think that not only do we not know the answer to this question, I think that modern cosmologists tend to ignore it. They underappreciate the importance of this. We've been fooling ourselves a little bit about how hard it's going to be to really understand why the Big Bang looks the way it did.
And what was the Big Bang? Because I think of something that exploded.
Yeah, it's hard to conceptualize because, you know, we live our lives in a very tiny region of space-time. Okay, we live for 100 years. We walk around thousands of miles. But the universe is 14 billion years old and tens of billions of light years across. So we only get a little piece of it. And if you think about how the universe works in larger scale, there's no place in the universe where the Big Bang happened. The Big Bang is not a point in space. It's a moment in time. The Big Bang is the moment when everything in the universe was on top of everything else, when there was infinite density. And what happened there, we don't know. We can talk with extreme accuracy about what the universe was doing 1 second after the Big Bang. We would like to push that back to 1/10,000th of a second after the Big Bang. But 0 seconds after the Big Bang, we're still just guessing about right now.
If there are parallel universes, did they all start at the same time? Or, you know, could we have started, as they say, 14 billion years ago? Could another one have started 50 billion years ago?
Yeah, both of those are very, very possible. It's completely possible that different parts of the universe, different pockets within the multiverse, start at completely different times. And in fact, I mean, forget about 50 billion years ago. Think about a Google years ago, 10 to the 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Or in part of my own theory that I'm thinking about these days, some of these universes started in the past with arrows of time that point in the opposite direction. They're, you know, compared to us, they're flowing backwards in time, these universes. It's not something we will ever be able to see or perceive or directly probe. But if you have a theory that explains what you do see, and that theory also predicts these wild consequences, then you sort of have to swallow the consequences.